It's about to get real. Triple M rocks footy finals. One day to go.
Get 7 years warranty plus 3 years free servicing. See a Mitsubishi dealer.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
24 hours out from finals kicking off, MG, and a couple of bombshells from non-finals playing clubs. Firstly, Manly, Tom Trbojevic.
Yeah, brave decision from Tommy. All his will and want would have been wanting to play for New South Wales again, but good on him for realising that his body wouldn't be up to it, because it's going to be a grueling series, so I commend him for making the stance.
Tom Trbojevic will not be participating in this year's State of Origin series, but last night, MG, the West Tigers and young Harry Grant still making headlines.
They're at their presentation night. Harry Grant got on stage to get the Rookie of the Year award for the Tigers. He got the grenade, he pulled the pin out, and he threw it into the crowd. And he said, if Cameron Smith stays, I'm going.
Yeah, that is a man who knows how to keep himself front and centre in the headlines. We're going to get Emma Lawrence, who was at the event last night, to join us shortly to just make sure, confirm, 100% accurate. That's how we play things on the Rush Hour. Emma's going to join us very shortly to give us the details. Andrew Abdo, the boss of the game. That's the other way we roll. Big weeks.
Oh, mate, I can't wait to speak to him. He's been confirmed now. We spoke to him last year. He was the interim CEO, but now he's the main man. Let's see how he feels on the eve of finals footy.
The boss of the game will be with us in about 15 minutes. And Bunnies fans, Knights fans, we've got one more double to give away for the elimination final this Sunday at ANZ Stadium. When we tell you to call, do so. It's the last double we've got, MG. I think it might be the last double to the game.
It's the last double. There is. I'm going to give everyone a hint. It's about running metres.
The Nobody Loses quiz. The question today is about running metres. So have your calculators ready. But up next, we need to focus on the West Tigers. They're not playing finals. Still making headlines, though. Harry Grant, a bold declaration made on stage at the presentation night. I want to get your thoughts, MG.
Yeah, well, let's analyse whether we should think that Harry should stay in Melbourne, or what should he do? We'll let you know.
Doesn't sound like it's up to Harry. It sounds like it's up to Cam Smith.
Well, it's up to Harry. Harry's the new man. Harry's the new man on the block.
Emma Lawrence is going to give us the details next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Oztober too, MG. Nothing but bloody good Aussie rock.
Oh, well, they're just one of the best Australian bands ever. Midnight Oil. Wow.
Let's do this.
Trending now.
The Kelly Barnes Awards Night, the West Tigers End of Season Awards, was held last night at a nice little function centre on the water by Centennial Park, MG.
Oh, beautiful.
And then, from all reports, Harry Grant, accepting the Rookie of the Year Award, stepped up on stage and dropped a bombshell. Now, we want to be right and we want to be accurate.
We want to find out the context of it all. Because,
exactly.
You know, you hear a lot of things that happen at awards and guest speaking roles. But we have a young lady who was there on the night, on the ground, Triple M's own.
Absolutely, an integral part of the Saturday scrum on Saturdays with Tony Squire and Ryan Girdler. Emma Lawrence.
And sideline night tomorrow night.
And sideline tomorrow night for Panthers Roosters. G'day, Emma.
Hello, how are we?
Hello, Em. Tell us all about it. Okay, set the scene for the awards last night. Set the scene for Harry getting on stage, and then set the scene for the hand grenade he threw into the crowd.
Oh, he's caused a bit of drama, hasn't he, old Harry? So he was up on the stage accepting his award for Rookie of the Year, and the lovely Sam Squires was co-hosting, and she was asking him a few questions. I think it was about the third question in. She says, okay, what about something along the lines of, and Cam Smith, have you had a chat to him about retirement? And he made a bit of a joke and said, oh, yeah, you know, he's a great player, but all I know is if he's there next year, I won't be there. And
how did the room react?
I looked around thinking, did I just hear that? And I actually was driving, so... So I wasn't a few wines deep, so I thought, no, I definitely heard that correctly.
Well, more importantly, was Harry a few wines drink?
Well, I thought afterwards, I mean, that they were very well behaved, but of course they're just celebrating and having a couple. So I thought, oh, did he accidentally let it slip because he's just, you know, had a couple of beers, or did he intentionally mean to say that, or was it just because he thought it was a safe space and just with his staff members and players and that type of thing? But keep in mind, there were 300 people there.
Yeah.
So someone's going to put it out there. And as it turned out, it was a fan who actually tweeted it on the night and said, "Wow, yeah. Bombshell!" So
it was factually stated. He definitely got up there and said it's not been taken out of context. He was asked a direct question, and that was how he responded. Have you ever seen Justin Pascoe move as fast after the comments were made, getting up from his table to go and try and get a contract in front of Harry?
Well, he didn't specifically say, "I will be here." He just said, if Cam's at Melbourne, I won't be there. And as I said, maybe he didn't mean to say that exactly as it was, but speaking to some Tigers officials afterwards, they certainly thought, "Oh, wow, I mean, that's the first we've heard of it." And so they were certainly excited by that prospect. And I said, "Did I hear that right?" And he said, "Yeah, no, that's what he said." And as far as we were concerned, he was heading back to Melbourne. So I think there's probably, not just the West Tigers, but I mean, there's probably a few clubs now thinking, certainly, making a few phone calls today and just circling on Harry Grant. Yep. And I mean, if he didn't mean to say that, poor Harry, he's a lovely boy. And I feel for him if he didn't really mean to say that, but...
Nice,
interesting times.
Nice bit of work from you, Emma. Right spot, right time. You will be sidelined for us tomorrow night for the Panthers Roosters, so we'll speak to you then.
Sounds good. Can't wait, boys.
Outstanding.
Good on you, Em. Thanks for your help, Dale.
Now,
thank
MG,
you.
This begs the question.
Wow.
If this is true.
Yes.
And if that is the truth for Harry, and reportedly Brandon Smith's manager has also said to the Storm, if Cam's there, Brandon will be moving elsewhere. What does the Storm do?
What a pickle. They've lost Donaghy. They've lost Bellamy, according to the reports. Cam Smith's on the way out. You've got to keep Harry Grant at all costs. You've got to. He's an Origin player for the next decade. He's a franchise player. You can build a franchise around Harry Grant. You've got to keep him. I know you owe your last right of say to your immortal in waiting, the goat of all time, but all goats move on to greener pastures and eat more grass in the pastures and then chew the grass and then poo it out.
You fell into that metaphor. So if Harry turns, Melbourne Storm sit down, they go, "We need to keep Harry." Cam Smith turns up after this season, whatever it may be, and says, "I want to go around again." Do they have
can't
to
they,
usher?
Can't they keep
the,
both?
Do they have
can't
to?
Can they keep both?
Well, not according to Harry.
I think Harry will wake up this morning going, "Oh, what did I say?" But I like his candor. And if he thinks that way, well, he's a first grader. He's going to play Origin. It's going to be hard coming off the bench in any team now that he's got, you know, award after award. And he's going to just keep getting them. He's a great player, mate. He's legit, this kid. And if I was Melbourne, I would be saying to him, "Let's get something sorted out straight away because we want you more than anything." Cam Smith, well, I think I don't know about Cam. What's going on? I don't know. If they win the comp, he'll probably retire. If they don't, he might not. But then where's that leaves Harry again? It's a dilemma. It's a dilemma if you're a Melbourne Storm official. That's what it's a dilemma about.
I was going to say, I'm glad you and I don't have to make the decision.
Oh, until Harry Grant said that last night at the presentation, everything was, you thought, okay, Harry's going to be their hooker, Brandon Smith will come off the bench, and Cameron Smith will retire. But maybe he knows something we don't.
Well, the next man who's going to join us definitely knows lots of things that we don't
know. Knows everything.
He's the boss of the game. Andrew Abdo, the CEO of the NRL, will join us next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam, 24 hours out from finals. More headlines.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. MG, yesterday it was made official. The NRL Grand Final at ANZ Stadium in front of 40,000 people. Did you think we'd see it in 2020?
No, I didn't. That's been a remarkable season and miracles do happen.
Absolutely, and one man who would no doubt be pleased with the outcome, and he's put a lot of hard work into making it happen, is the CEO of the NRL, joins us on the line now, Andrew Abdo. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, Liam. G'day, MG and listeners.
Now, it's a massive few weeks coming up. Finals footy has hit. It's fever pitch. We've gone through, as Liam mentioned in the introduction, we didn't think we'd see this. We never thought in a million years we'd get the finals footy, but here we are. We've got 50% of crowds allowed in. Rugby league has gone through some hardship throughout this season, but here we are. The light at the end of the tunnel is getting brighter.
Oh, absolutely. We had played 16 games when the season got suspended way back in April, and we've you know, when we finished round 20, that was 160 games completed. And somehow we made it. A lot of contributions from a lot of people, but there's 20 games left to go, and they are going to be 20 unbelievably exciting games.
And what would be really exciting for our audience to hear, Andrew, is that not only can more people attend these finals, but they can do so at a very reasonable price as well.
Yeah, we've reduced tickets by 25% as a way of saying thanks to fans, particularly members, for their loyalty to their clubs. And so there's an opportunity to try and get as many people as we can, obviously in a safe environment. So it's been terrific to work with the state governments to get those caps lifted. We can have up to 50% at stadiums, and as many as 40,000 on grand final day, which is, again, more fans getting to see their players and their heroes in action up close and personal and live. It's terrific. So it was really important for us to reward and to thank fans and members for their loyalty this season.
Fantastic. That is just bloody fantastic. Well done. We saw some rule changes in the last round of the NRL proper with the dead rubber rounds, and in particular, one of the I really liked was the bunker, the ruling, where the try would be allowed and the bunker would rule on the try if it was a try, if it wasn't a try, within the space of the goal kick. Is this something that we're going to look forward to next year, Andrew?
Yeah, MG, it's important for us to always be thinking innovatively around what's going to be best for fans, like what's going to create a better spectacle, better entertainment. We will look at everything, and the commission has made it clear that we need to put fans first and fan experience first. So at the end of the season, we'll look at what we change for the season. So the six-again rule, the move to one match official. We'll also look at what we trialled, as you mentioned, right at the end there in terms of changing the referral mechanism to the bunker. We'll also look at the captain's challenge. We'll look at the data and then we'll make a decision right next year. But the purpose of that change was anything that can speed up the game, provide less stoppages, and therefore more ball in play and more entertainment is obviously going to be what the goal is. And that was an important one to trial.
Andrew Abdo, the NRL CEO, never let it be said that we're not fair here on the Rush Hour. Before we let you go,
Don't talk about Manly.
No, I'm going to give him the option to answer one of two questions, MG. He can either tell us right here, exclusively reveal who the NRL Grand Final entertainment will be, or he can tell us who he wants to see win the NRL Grand Final this year, because his Manly Seagulls aren't there. So, Andrew, you've got an option of two questions.
You have to give me a third.
All right. What do you think the Grand Final will be? Which two teams do you think will get there?
I'm not so good at tipping and predicting. I know MG. I know where your heart is. I know Penrith.
Oh, yeah.
You know Penrith. I mean, he has a stat for you, right? Penrith in the regular season won 90% of their games. That hasn't been done since 1959 with St George. So they are the young team. You can clearly see they've played together since they were young, because a lot of them have been to the same school, played for the same club. They're a young team. They look pretty hard to beat. But then, you know, the Raiders are hungry to avenge what happened when they missed out to the Roosters. Roosters have just been beaten by 60 points by their arch rival, the Rabbitohs, who look to be hitting form. Like, you know, how can you predict this? I'm not going to stick my neck out there, but all I'm going to say is I think we're in for a wonderful climax to the season, and I think it's going to be some terrific footy.
That's very nicely covered off there by the NRL CEO, Andrew Abdo. An absolute pleasure to have you on. Thank you for giving us your time. Congratulations again on all your hard work to get us to the point where we are in the NRL final series, and we are going to see a grand final at ANZ Stadium in front of 40,000 people.
No problem. Great talking to you guys.
A pleasure as always to speak to that man, MG, and a pleasure to be able to do this. 133353.
Oh, yeah, love this.
You want a double to get along to the Bunnies Knights on Sunday at ANZ Stadium? Give us a call right now.
Welcome to Footy Finals Week. And just like a sex doll wearing a Penrith Panthers jersey, MG is pumped up.
Really? We're going to say that?
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. MG.
It certainly is. And we are going to be deep diving for you Sharkies fans and Raiders fans out there. We're going to be, MG's going to be putting the Raiders Sharks final under a microscope very shortly, plotting a path to victory for both sides, who needs to step up, etc. But before that, MG.
Yes, mate.
This is one of the best parts of the job.
This is my favourite part of the job.
Giving away things. Giving away, raiding the prize cupboard and giving them away. We've got a double to give away to the Rabbitohs Knights elimination final this Sunday at ANZ Stadium. A glimmer of hope is up for grads, MG. Who are our contestants, please?
Yeah, we've got Graham from the Riff. Hey, Gray.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good, brother. And we've got Frankie from Menai. Hello, Francis.
G'day. How we going?
Good, buddy. If you were listening earlier, you would have said that it's something to do with meterage. The question tonight, closest to the pin, we'll start with Graham from Penrith. You get first stab in the dark, brother. Here we go. How many running meters did Roger Tuivasa-Sheck manage this season? I'll give you a hint. It's between 3,900 and 4,000.
It'd be 3,960.
Okay. 3,960. Frankie, what do you think, buddy?
I'll just go 3,961.
Oh, you bugger.
Frank, you've pulled it off with the old Price is Right tactic. Congratulations. Correct answer.
3,974 for those
You're
playing
getting
at home.
Along to the final this Sunday. Bunny's taking on Knights. Graham, we still have something for you. It's the Nobody Loses quiz. We have got an unlimited ride double pass to Luna Park. Don't miss Luna Park, Sydney's 85th birthday party this October.
Thank you, guys. You guys are great.
Not a worry. Thank you, Graham. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, linesman.
The old Price is Right tactic. Just beat it by one. It's underhanded, but winning is winning, I guess.
Oh, I love that show, New Price is Right.
Do you?
Yeah, in Sale of the Century with Tony Barber. He used to bounce out and jump around and, yay, hi, guys, it's Tony. we should do it. That's what we should do soon.
What, a game show?
A game show, yes. I want to host a game show. Make it happen, Liam. Make it happen. Come on.
With all those connections I've got in the world. Hey, yes, Bill Brown is still to join us before 7 o'clock. No, I know, I've lost it. Before 7 o'clock because AFL finals start tonight. Port take on the Cats. That's coming
straight
up
after show,
straight
actually.
After yeah. us, yes. But up next, we're previewing, we're deep diving, we're getting into the Raiders versus Sharks. Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M for Mitsubishi. Just outstanding, aren't they, MG?
They are the best. They are part of our family and we absolutely love them.
2020 full of twists and what, MG?
Turns.
That's right, but with renowned Mitsubishi reliability, you'll always know the road ahead. You can score 7 years warranty and 3 years free servicing on the awesome Mitsubishi Triton GLXR manual with 3.1-ton towing for just $39.90 drive away. Plus, for ABN holders, MG, you're an ABN holder.
I certainly am.
You could also qualify as an instant asset write-off. And with Mitsubishi 7 years warranty and 3 years free servicing, you get more peace of mind and more time to have the time of your life. ABN holders only. Conditions apply. Let's do one of these.
It's the Triple M Rush Hour.
Knockout football live on Triple M.
Finals focus.
We narrow our gaze, MG, to Saturday twilight footy. The Raiders taking on the Sharks. We talked about this game just last weekend, but two very different lineups now heading into this one. The Raiders bring back all those troops that they were missing last week. Nicol Klokstad, yep. Whiten, Bateman, all the big names. The Sharks, though, people seem to be forgetting this. They have been strengthened as well. They get back some important players too.
On face value, when this game played last week, we all thought that the Raiders were the only team that were kind of resting. The Sharks didn't rest anybody, but they've got some troops coming back at the perfect time. Mm.
Brayley, Townsend, Ramien, Dugan, Katoa, Talakai, Rudolph, all part of their best 17.
There you go. We mentioned it all this week that you basically got nothing to lose, Sharkies. You've limped into the finals. You've got a 10-10 record. You haven't beaten any team above you in the finals. Everyone's putting it in your face. Everyone's rubbing that in your face. Everyone knows that you haven't beaten anybody of significance this season. So guess what? It's time to make everyone pay. It's time to turn it all around and say, what have we got to lose? Let's get out against these Raiders and let's go and get them. Easier said than done, but because that's in Canberra. And Canberra, look, they've got a coach who is finals man. He's been around finals as a player. He's been around finals at another club with the Roosters, with the Raiders last year in the grand final. And this series, I can bet you bottom dollar, Liam, it's all about revenge. Mm. They don't want to be where they were last year on grand final night, sitting on the, which I have been in my career, sitting on the field after the game, watching the other team lift the trophy. And you're in tears on the ground that you can't control because you let it slip. We've got another chance.
Would Ricky Stewart be pulling that trick just yet or using that already, the grand final loss? Would he be kicking it in or reminding the team of it during training this week?
I think he's got to, Liam. I think he's just got to do it. He's got to make sure that they don't get complacent. Complacency is the thing that's going to beat the Raiders. They think, okay, last week we beat them 38-28 against with our reserve grade team. We're at home. You know, the weather suits us. We're not travelling. Everything points to a Raiders victory. And that's that's on the Sharks' side. That's on the Sharkies' side. Sharkies got... They've got some artillery. The Raiders, if they play their brand of footy, should win comfortably. But finals footy is where anything can happen, and anything will happen.
Yeah.
It's an elimination final, and they bring stress. They bring nerves. They bring pressure, and pressure sometimes paralyzes. Let's hope that both these teams go out and don't be paralyzed by the significance of the encounter, and they just play really, really good brand of footy.
You reckon the Sharkies, they got to start fast. They got to at least score the first try because you talk about fatigue. When fatigue sets in late in the second half, the fancy feet of George Williams, the size of Jack White, and it's all going to start to play against the Sharkies. So, Sharks.
And just to add to that, sorry, I think that the Raiders are a really fit team as well.
Mm.
Yeah, Papali chasing down young Fogarty earlier in the year, one of the players of the year. That could be replayed over and over in their dressing room. This is what it takes to win finals footy. Papali doing this. So we'll find out Saturday night. It's a fantastic performance from both teams. We'll get them a win. I can't wait.
Finals footy for the NRL starts tomorrow night, but tonight, AFL finals start. You got Port taking on Geelong. We're going to get the King of Geelong, Bill Brownless from Triple M Melbourne, to join us up next to just break the game down for us on the Rush Hour with MG and Liam. Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. MG, if you reckon you're excited about Penrith taking on the Roosters tomorrow night when the NRL finals kick off, spare a thought for this man. The AFL finals get underway tonight. We're talking a bit of AFL for Bing Lee. And we are joined by the King of Geelong, who by this point is probably sitting on a bar stool at his pub in Geelong, the Cremorne, frothy in hand, palmy in front of him, ready to watch the Cats take on Port Adelaide. Billy Brownless, g'day.
G'day, Liam. G'day, MG. Yeah, not yet. I'm about to get there. I'm getting very excited. I'm just putting on my duffel coat and my scarf and my beanie, and I'm ready to go.
Well, Billy, it's been a tumultuous year, to say the least. Obviously, we know what our league boys have had to do to jump through hoops to get this competition up and running. But the AFL boys, well, that's another dominium. They've had to jump through hoop after hoop, state after state. Yep. They've done a Herculean job, haven't they?
Oh, they have. They really have. And even like a side like Geelong, and my son's on the list there, and they got told that they're going to Sydney. They're going to spend 2 weeks in Sydney, and then they'll go to the Gold Coast. So they got told to pack for 4 weeks. So they did that. So they went to Sydney for 2 weeks, then they went to the Gold Coast, then they went to Western Australia for 3 weeks, and now they've been back on the Gold Coast for about 8 or 10. So it's it's over 100 days since I've actually seen him. it's unbelievable how, and obviously there's one lot of girlfriends and other people went up, and then the second lot of girlfriends went up about 3 weeks ago. So it's been okay.
Just don't send the third lot up.
No.
That could be trouble. As we all know, it could be trouble.
Well, tonight the Cats are down in Adelaide taking on Port, who finished minor premiers at Adelaide Oval. The game, you can hear this one straight after we get off air, MG. It's going to be an absolute cracker. And Billy, what's most exciting is that both teams head into this one at full strength. Stanley and Atkins back in for the Cats, and Port bringing in Burton, Cleary and Butters. It's what you want for finals, full strength teams going at it.
Yeah, spot on. And probably we've had a week off with the bye before the finals. A lot of people don't like it, but it is good to get your best players up and about, and you're spot on there. Both sides have nearly got their best side they can put out there, so there's no excuses. The Cats go to Adelaide. There'll be 26,000, I think, there, full of Port Adelaide supporters who are feral. Don't worry about that. So a big challenge. They won by 10 goals during the year, but this will be a different game, mate. So I think the Cats can win and just sneak a nice little win there.
We've got you on for other reasons as well today, Billy, because a lot of our listeners don't realise how prolific a goal kicker you were. Spot on. Us bum sniffers wouldn't have a clue how.
The old bum sniffers.
The Gabba, where the grand final will be played this year, B. Brownless happens to hold the record for most goals ever on the Gabba, kicking 11-4 against the Bears in 1991. What happened to the other four? I want to one.
I felt sorry for him in the end. I kicked 11. kicked 11 by three-quarter time. I said, I'll kick a few points. But and it's, believe it or not, they've had a few great forwards. Alistair Lynch, Jonathan Brown have all gone up there and played on the Gabba as their home ground. But it's still the record. 11 goals at the Gabba is a record. And even when I go there and work now, you know, you walk in as with the commentary team and the kid selling the, he says, you want to have a record, mate? You want to buy a record? I said, mate, I've already got the record here. I don't need it.
What about when you walk into the MCG back in the day when the grand final's on and you ask for the record? Do you ask, is there any records about that?
Well, I did four grand finals I played in. Don't worry about that.
How many did you win?
Well, no, we're unlucky. Very unlucky, let me tell you, MG. Right, I want to ask you about the NRL.
The Bob's thing. Okay.
We had any more gender reveals lately? Oh. That went well. What about that at the Broncos? Fair dinkum. And I see you're going to have 40,000 people at your grand final. That'll be the biggest crowd you've ever had down there. And I've got one more for you, boys.
Go.
Cameron Smith. Cameron Smith is 62, and he's still your best player in the bloody competition. What's going on?
He's our Michael Tuck.
Yeah. He keeps going, and he's 64, I think he turned last week.
Strong work. Yeah. Bill Brownless from the Rush Hour in Melbourne. We appreciate your time. Enjoy the game tonight.
Good on you, boys. Keep up the great work.
Bit of AFL chat there, thanks to Bingley, Australian family-owned for over 60 years. If you want to hear the call, Port taking on the Cats coming up as soon as we get off air, MG, and we have to do that, get off air.
Yeah, because tomorrow it's finals footy, the Panthers take on the Roosters, and as always, oh yeah, thank you for your ears. He's Liam, I'm MG, wherever you are, stay a Panther.
Get 7 years warranty, plus 3 years free servicing. See a Mitsubishi dealer.